I made a Darth Duty. I sithed my pants. My diaper's gone over to the dark side.
What's up, Doc? My name is Darth the Wanawanga, and I with Count Dooku today. Say hi.
Beep, 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 beep.
So, yeah, what's up, Doc? So I actually asked, what's up, Doc? Because today's episodes, we're gonna revolve around this, the not-so-loved character, almost forgotten character. Actually, ngayon ko na siya narinig. Thankfully, dahil sa Star Wars Black Series, we have a new content for this motherfucker. Today, we're gonna revolve our topic around Jackson.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't familiar with the character as well until na bring up niyo the few episodes back. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know this character even existed. Well, just a quick rundown. Jackson is a quick-witted smuggler slash mercenary. He was created around in the 70s, and he's affiliated with Han Solo. This character, okay, just to give you overall descriptions of character ni Jackson, he's basically green Bugs Bunny, and his purpose is just like Bugs Bunny. Say, as far as I know, when Star Wars is actually booming back in the 80s, they tried to make a mascot for the brand, but just how Bugs Bunny is the mascot for the Looney Tunes and the Warner Brothers. They were looking for that. They were looking for that. So that's why they created this mini comic series. And syempre, para mag-boost yung sales sila, they had to include Han Solo in the story. Now, I'm gonna be honest with y'all. I'm not really familiar with their, with this story. What I do know is just he is just a smuggler, a literal 6 feet Bugs Bunny na color green with red suit, and sobrang na curious ako sa physical outlook niya. And you know what? I thought about it and I was like, you know what? Let's make an episode out of this. Kasi sobrang nakaka-curious sa itsura yan when Hasbro announced his Black Series action figure. And
yes.
Before I continue with this background, what's your overall expectation for this character? Like, what came to your mind when you first saw this thing?
When you guys first mentioned it, like you've mentioned, I've never heard of this character, I had no background or whatsoever. So when I looked him up, I thought, this should be some sort of, is a joke character or some sort of comic relief, maybe? Like, we could say a Legends version of Jar Jar Binks, maybe? A more goofier, siguro, or...
Actually, there is a reason why we didn't hear so much from this character. You're gonna be surprised, but the real reason why bakit he's not around for most of the time, because the LucasArts executives tried to create this character to become a mascot for Star Wars, a kid-friendly mascot, and what they did is actually, you know, they used Bugs Bunny and put him in a jumpsuit. Going back to the reason why Jackson was unheard of is because George Lucas actually hated the character. I'm not even gonna joke around about that one, but George Lucas really doesn't like this character. An article written by comicbookreader.com. His reason being that he's really not a fan of Jackson. Because for Star Wars standards, he's fucking weird, man.
I mean, Jar Jar Binks, but then again,
yeah,
I guess people have. But then you've mentioned George Lucas hating on this character. I think I've read, I don't know, I'm not sure if this is the same article or some clip, that he hated this character so much that he had actually made him appear in canon as a, like, sa Clone Wars nata, sa Clone
yes,
Wars.
Yes,
like,
yes. I was actually about to say that.
Okay. Yeah, I'll let you take it. Go ahead.
Yeah. George Lucas hated his character so much that he requested this character to appear in the Clone Wars, but not in the sense that you'd be excited to see him. In the Clone Wars episode titled A Sunny Day in the Void, they found a skeleton in the crashed shuttle na similar suit sa Jackson. Na yung skull din niya is somewhat rabbit-like.
It's a direct Jackson reference para sa kanya.
Yeah, it's a direct Jackson reference so much. He hates it so much that he requested Filoni to add this character in the Clone Wars, but, you know, dead. para there's no chance in hell that he'll appear in the future canon storyline.
Although, this is the only point now we get a kind of reference to this character in canon, diba?
Yeah.
Do we have any other
as far
parang
as
call-out or...
Mm-hmm.
Meron ibang call-outs or references ba ever in canon besides from that?
No, not in canon. Out of canon, meron, pero not in canon. Like, there's this, a comic. There's a cameo from Jackson in comics written by Pablo Hidalgo and Tom Hodges. His face can be seen sa, ano eh, sa wanted poster written in Arabesh. And there's this comic line din. Ano title na ito? Ah! Star Wars 1, Skywalker Strikes. Yan. Pero hindi siya canon. So, as far as I know, even though his body is shown in the Clone Wars, he's not canon per se. Hindi pa siya canon, and I don't think they'll make him canon anytime soon. Say, come on, man. I mean, Howard the Duck and Squirrel Girl has more use in Marvel Comics.
Than Jackson.
Okay. I mean, oh my god, sobrang cartoon network ng ginawa nila dito.
It's very comic-y, if you will, parang ganun,
yeah.
Comical.
Mm,
it's and... even by Jar Jar Binks standards.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I guess I kind of get where George Lucas is coming from, pero I think it's far-fetched din na having him kind of killed off in a way.
Yeah, and it doesn't have any use talaga. Kasi, come on, you can make other cooler characters being a smuggler. Pero, you know, it doesn't, walang spark, walang, ang tawag dito?
Exactly.
Walang finesse. I don't feel it, you know. There's no special thing around him. Like, okay.
Nothing unique, if you will, parang ganun.
Yeah. I mean, lahat ng characters kasi na in-introduce sa Star Wars, hindi boring eh. Although there are some hit and miss, pero most of them hindi boring. Let's say, Boba Fett. Boba Fett first appeared in Star Wars Holiday Specials, and then in Empire Strikes Back, and then in he first appeared in A New Hope, pero first time that he spoke is in Holiday Special, and then Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi. He doesn't have much screen time, pero you know, parang in all
he left an impact.
He left an impact in all of the original trilogy. He had five lines, and one of them was screaming, going down the sand vagina.
The infamous sand vagina.
Exactly. So Star Wars can make characters that can't talk, pero sobrang charismatic. Although there are some characters na sobrahan naman sa pagsasalita. Let's say Jar Jar Binks.
We could even say mga droids na.
Droids. Even though they're programmed for to be a canon fodder, pero meron din silang sarili-sarili characters nila. Rose. from The Last Jedi. You know, even though she's a universally hated character. Character. Mind you, I said character, not the actress.
She's of course.
Universally hated character. Pero unique pa rin.
No, I didn't necessarily hate her character. I think it all boils down to how it was written overall.
Yeah, exactly. And, I think they're setting up this relationship with Finn pa, kaso...
Yeah, obviously they ditched it.
Yeah, they ditched it. You know what? So, we'll have an episode then regarding our qualms with the sequel trilogy, our qualms with the original trilogy, and our qualms with the prequel trilogy. But that's for another episode. Anyway, going back, before lumayo ako sa topic.
Yeah. So, Jackson,
yes. So he's created for this sole purpose maging mascot. He has this relationship with Ameza Foxtrain. Sobrang ano na cartoony nung name. Wala lang, nagre-reklamo lang ako.
What's her name again?
Ameza Foxtrain.
Ameza Foxtrain.
And both she and Jackson did appear in future canon. Or so far they didn't appear. So yun, appearances ni Jackson, he only appeared in the comics for like 6 storylines, and then he got written off. So yeah, going back to Jackson, as I said about the character being boring, he doesn't really offer anything much to the table. Is it? His character is basically Han Solo rin.
But Looney Tunes.
But Looney Tunes, yeah. But green Looney Tunes in red jumpsuit.
You've mentioned this run-in with Han Solo. Ano bang, what is this storyline are we talking about with Han Solo?
According to this, it was a short time after the Battle of Yavin, and Han Solo wanted to, you know, run some jobs. So he created this team. Not really team, eh. Para siyang mga smuggler din to find Luke Skywalker. Actually, Han Solo and Jackson met in some comic line. Ano pangalan ng series? Hold on. They met in Star Wars 8-4 Aduba 3, and at this time, Han Solo is actually running a job. And then, this job is actually a smuggling business after ito ng Episode 4. And their run-ins with the Cloud Riders. Cloud Riders are actually somewhat familiar. Kasi itong Cloud Riders na to, they are used din sa Solo na film. But
yeah, the Solo.
Yeah.
Could we assume na these are the same people ba, or is this a totally different telling ba ng...
Well, in terms of terms, Cloud Riders are actually used in maging Marauders din eh. So I'm gonna say the Legends Cloud Rider is not the same as the Cloud Riders in Solo trilogy, pero alam mo yun, parang they're branded as terrorists eh. Pero as revealed in Solo, a Star Wars story, they're not actually all that bad. They're actually resistance fighters, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
So yun naging difference nila. And in Legends, Cloud Riders are actually pirates talaga.
The actual pirates, yeah.
Actual pirates. So yeah, yun lang yung naging source material na Solo, a Star Wars story. Well, actually, not the only... not the only source material, pero you get my point. So yeah, there is nothing much I could say to Jackson because his storyline is so... Sorry, naboboring talaga ako sa storyline.
Yeah, it's I wouldn't say very interesting, pero it's unique kasi we have this actually they made up a whole entire species for this. I kind of
Clamping.
Yeah, the Lepi. They're kind of this rabbit species who apparently they have this very strong parang reproduction rate now.
Yeah.
So they basically fuck all day, parang ganun.
Oh, the usual archetype naman sa tawag dito. Sa mga rabbits. Diba?
Yeah,
they reproduce fast. So yeah, the only reason why I wanted to have this episode was that I got curious with Jackson because I don't know what the fuck Hasbro was thinking releasing his figure. I don't know why. I mean, there are a lot of Legends characters that deserves to be on Black Series.
I think this is their way of, kind of introducing diversity sa mga characters. And one way they're tapping Legends siguro, and yeah another is...
Yeah, and Jackson is like one of those characters na forgotten, binaon at inilalim sa ilalim ng baul.
Yeah.
And out of all characters that deserves to be on Hasbro, that deserves to be an action figure, this forgotten thing, they picked this forgotten thing to be on their special line. Ano ba tawag sa special line? Hasbro Legends.
Legends, parang their series. Parang
Legends line, which is, I don't know about Hasbro, pero feel ko patamad sila ng patamad lately. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it feels though that they're trying to...
So, yun nga, maybe there's their way of marketing or introducing new characters in toys. Toys siguro, yeah.
Yeah, pero Jackson isn't, you know, famous to begin with, so
yeah, yes, of course. He's basically an obscure character, so
yeah, true enough. anyway, one of the toy line that came with Jackson is Darth Maul, but half nude. This is the version of Darth Maul in Legends, the Apprentice.
Oh, yes.
Have you read about that?
No, I haven't. No, but I would assume you mentioned this is like Phantom Menace or pre-Phantom Menace or what?
Pre-Phantom Menace. This is the training period of Darth Maul. I don't think this is canon anymore. Because we saw a new type of training with Darth Maul in canon, like with Palpatine bringing Darth Maul to.
Temple to Malachor ba yun?
Malachor 5.
Yeah.
The same planet where Ezra found the Sith Holocron.
In Holocron.
Yeah,
and where Vader fucking...
Hell yeah. Twilight of the Apprentice. Anyway.
Yeah.
And another figure that came with Jackson is actually...
Si Luke, you mentioned Luke, I think that time.
Si Luke tsaka. Hindi, may isa pa sinasabi sa Crimson Empire. Partner Jackson. So, another figure that Jackson came with the Legend storyline is Carner Jax, where Hasbro apologized for the misinformation, where actually the figure is, ano talaga, si Kier Kanos. Kasi, ang difference kasi nila ni Kier Kanos, okay. The description in Kier Kanos' books is he's wearing this Imperial Royal Guard and purple yung inside ng cloak. And he has some black lining. Ay, hold on. No. Yung ano pala niya, yung saber, yung royal pike niya pala is replaced with a Imperial double-bladed saber. And then yung cape niya is purple yung lining sa loob. So he's basically an Imperial Royal Guard. And Carner Jackson is Imperial Royal Guard din, pero instead of a traditional red armor, meron siyang black lining sa shin and arm guards. So this is
the
these
are chance,
bro.
Yeah. So yeah, these are legends.
Legends characters. Yes. And I'd like to announce them in some time in the future that I'd be reviewing Crimson Empire as well. Story of Kier Kanos and Carner Jax after the events of Return of the Jedi. Because Crimson Empire is actually, they tried to tawag dito, they tried to, hindi naman overcome, but basta gusto nila i-conquer yung, ano, yung empire. Like, after the death of Palpatine, they wanted to be like, you know what, it's time for the Imperial Royal Guard to take over. Yun yung naging story niya. And to summarize it, si Kier Kanos kasi masyad, ano siya, Palpatine loyalist.
I see.
Anyway, coming back to, so the another another character in the Legends, with the Legends toy line Hasbro release is Luke Skywalker during the
Thrawn. Yes, of course.
During the Dark, I think.
Was this Dark Empire ba or?
Yeah. Dark Empire. He came with this. What's the pangalan?
It's the one you mentioned, Ego Babayan.
No.
Iba pa.
Wait a minute. Kalimutan ko yung pangalan. Wait lang, pause.
Yes, sir.
Heir to the Empire, yun.
Oh, Heir to the Empire, there.
Yun. So yeah, another figure that Jackson came with is Luke Skywalker, with Heir to the Empire version, which basically his Dagobah suit, but with a black tank top, and he comes with the Isalamari. Isalamari is like this lizard reptile thing that attaches to your neck, and you become impervious to the Force.
It kind of negates yung Force, diba? Nullifies.
Yeah, it nullifies, yes. I don't know how that works, but it's Star Wars, so I'm not even gonna push it. Anyway, going back to Jackson, he actually had an appearance in a Star Wars adventure.
Is this the comics? In comics, I know.
Kevin Scott, eh.
Oh, okay. I'll assume this is the comic, or maybe a graphic novel. I haven't seen that
before. Wait, hold on. Let me check. Ah, it's a book.
Oh, there we go.
It's an anthology comic book series. Oh, okay. Kaya pala dito si Jackson, anthology.
It's just sometimes, you know, there's a lot to keep track on with Star Wars alone, so, you know, whether it's Legends or even with canon material, there's a lot to keep track on.
So yeah, going back to Jackson, he actually made an appearance then in a modern continuity in Star Wars Adventure, written by Kevin Scott, and for our listeners there, Star Wars Adventure is actually an anthology comic book series set in the Star Wars canon, and I'm not sure why Jackson was mentioned in this comics short story. You know what, I'm gonna guess na kasi Legends material siya, so
it's kind of a way of canonizing him too.
I don't think he's canon. I don't know. I don't want to go that down that road. So yeah, the main reason why I think Black Series made Jackson is dahil sa unique sculpt ng head niya, and it's kind of eerie looking, you know, with the photoreal technology. Have you seen
that? The more realistic renditions ang it's fucking creepy.
Yeah.
In contrast sa yung comic presentation niya, which is kind of look.
And I think the body mold that they used here is from Luke Skywalker, Yavin. Yavin version.
The pilot book, yeah. That makes sense.
So yeah, before we end our episode, I just want to say that I don't think I'll be seeing this character anytime soon, and I don't think I'll be happy, or I'll be happier knowing that he'll appear soon.
Yeah. I guess that's like the both of us, because it's not really a very intriguing character, if you will, but I wouldn't even... I'm open to the idea of, you know, more Legends characters making it into canon, so who knows?
Who knows? I mean, Dirge really had a comeback, so...
Oh yeah, that's one thing to look forward to, Sally.
Dirge is actually now in Afra 2021, new storyline, and Afra is with the fake wife of Han Solo. Afra. Sana Staros. There we go. The fake wife of Han Solo. And I believe they have a relationship right now. I mean, nafo-fall na sila from one another. Afra and Sana Staros.
Yeah.
Anyway. I think that will be all for now. Thank you so much for your time, listeners, and I hope you support us further by giving us money through our GCash. You can PM us or our GCash number, and yeah. Oh, and before we end our episode, pala, I'm so sorry about this. Yeah, what do you think about, you know, what's your closing remarks, Count Dooku?
I think, as I've mentioned, you know, I'd like to see more Legends characters brought into canon, like we've mentioned numerous times in the past. But then again, like Florence mentioned before, there are some characters, certain characters that are best left in, you know, Legends. They're best just out, left in obscurity, if you will, parang ganun. So I think that's it.
Yeah, I think that's it. Thank you so much for listening, and may the force be with you.
Make